it's pretty bad news for Gordon Brown. He's 12 points behind the Tory party now. The Tories are on 44%, Labour on 32%. And that sort of gap really would give the Tories a solid majority at the election. So they'll be worried by that. There's one bit of comfort for Gordon Brown, and that's that the Labour Party hasn't really dropped too much. They're down 1 point in this poll since our last one. The Tories are up 6, but they've picked up the support from the Lib Dems. There seem to be declining number of Lib Dem voters, and also from other parties. So Labour's holding on. They're down in the 30s, not enough to win, but they're not yet in any kind of crisis. But the Tories are just doing very well, and it does look like this is going to be their year.
And the Tories are now the most trusted party on the economy.
Yes, this is a question we've been asking for ICM on and off through the year and through last year. Which is the best party on the economy? Do you trust Gordon Brown and Alistair Darling, or do you trust George Osborne and David Cameron? Early last year, people trusted Brown. In the middle of last year, the Tories really pulled ahead. By the end of last year, Labour had come back. That's what people called the Brown bounce. Today's the first time the Tory party is now ahead again. So they're 2 points up. Labour's support really has crashed there. They were 12 points ahead of the Tories in November. Now they're back 2 points behind. They've had an 11-point drop. So Labour is in trouble.
Does this mean, Julian, that the public opposes all the government's anti-recessionary measures?
Now, this is the complex thing out of today's poll, which is it's not good news for Labour, but it's not terrible news. There are some good bits in it, and you could see a route through to some kind of Labour success if some things worked. People don't like the bank bailouts. They don't like giving money to the city. They don't like anything to do with banks at all. And given the news recently has been all about banks, that's why Labour's doing badly. But some of the other things Gordon Brown's wanted to do, the VAT cut and this idea of big public spending projects to create jobs and really rescue the economy, people are very keen on that. So they like the idea of that. 85% of all voters, I think over 90% of Labour voters support it. So some things he's doing are popular. It's just that the news is all about the things that aren't popular, which is the banks.
The government said, of course, that it wasn't bailing out the banks, but it was helping ordinary people and businesses. But the voters don't buy it.
Now, voters are quite smart, and they know when governments are pushing things a bit. I think another problem for the government is that in October, Gordon Brown gave the impression the banks had been fixed. In the House of Commons, when he said, "We've saved the world," he then corrected himself and said, "We've saved the banks." But last week it turned out he hadn't even done that, and he had to give the banks a lot more money. And voters just don't really think that that's enough. They think that probably it's going to come back again. And they're not convinced that this has worked. But they do like other bits of what the government's doing.